I've always been a little lazy. My mom says I get it from my dad. It was never really a problem until it led me to almost not graduate from high school. The thing that was causing problems for me was my grade in English, which was dependent on me doing well on a major research paper known as the senior project. Every paper is unique because the students write about any topic that interests them. My essay topic was the exploitative relationship between the government and animal product companies. I was passionate about it, and I enjoyed learning information about it for my research. The problem was I was not meeting the deadlines my teacher set out for each part of the project. In the beginning, I was able to motivate myself to complete the assignments on time. They initially consisted of simply looking for facts about the topic and writing them down on flashcards. But then I tried avoiding the work, and I mixed in empty flashcards with my completed ones to make it look like I met the requirement for the number of flashcards. This behavior then deteriorated into not turning in the first two drafts for the essay. The teacher did let us turn in late work, but I used it as an excuse to complete the work later. My English teacher later questioned me about my drafts, and I told her I would bring them the next day, but I continued to delay. Since I wasn't responding well to her approaches, the teacher sent an email to my parents about how I wasn't turning in work for the senior project, and they were enraged. Even before the email, my parents would nag me about doing the project. I avoided their questions by lying to them about the rules for turning in homework, since they don't really know the specifics about the American schooling system because they grew up in India. For example, when they got emails from the school grading system showing all the zeros in my English class, I would explain it away by telling them that the teacher put the assignments in as placeholders, and so everyone else had zeros for that assignment also. But once they realized that through the email I wasn't being honest, they immediately set up a meeting with my teacher. I cried in the meeting from shame that I failed my parents and my teacher's expectations. I was also finally worrying about the consequences of getting a zero on the paper. If I didn't turn in the paper on time, I would fail the class. Since English is a required class for graduation, UCSC would appeal my conditional acceptance. I eventually turned in the paper, but of course I did only so 10 minutes after the last day to turn it in had ended. So at the end of this messy situation, I completely tarnished my image of myself to my favorite teacher by taking advantage of her kindness. Obviously, I'm here now at UCSC, but only because she cared enough to let me. Ever since I've come to college, however, I can happily report that I now mostly do homework when I'm bored instead of sleeping or watching videos.